I feel like I should sigh like it's every important video, you know, like, oh my god, hey guys, story time. Hello everyone, and welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, and today we are talking about insecurities. Now, I know at the very beginning when you're like, oh my god, we're talking about insecurities, that sounds depressing. It kind of is, but a lot of people want me to talk about it, so I will talk about it. And I just ask you to, before you listen to any of this, I ask you to think for yourself and to speak up for yourself and to be who you are and not somebody else. So keep an open mind with this episode and just, you know, try to resonate with it, I guess. Okay. So I tried to film this episode last night, and I didn't get farther than an introduction because I don't know really what to say about insecurities, aside from the fact that people don't get insecurities by looking at themselves. People only get an insecurity because someone else mentioned it. You know, like, I could go my whole life thinking that this was okay until someone made me feel like it wasn't okay. So I don't know what else to say about that other than don't be an idiot. But I think it goes deeper than that. So I'm going to try this and we are just going to see where this goes, because if I can maybe clear something up for somebody or help somebody out with this episode, then I've done my job for the week. Okay. The whole idea of insecurities is that somebody else made you feel invalidated or feel like you are not worthy of the body that you were given, or you are not worthy of the mind you were given. The point is, someone made you feel like you are not perfect. And I feel like everyone kind of grows up with the idea that they want to look the best, they want to be the best, they want to think the best, they want to be the smartest, they want to be fastest, they want to be this, this, and this. And then people go and they completely tear them down. And that is where an insecurity plants the little seed inside the brain. Now, let's say somebody is overweight, okay? They could go their entire lives being so happy in the body that they have and being so confident and feeling beautiful and just rocking it. And then some idiot wants to look at them and tell them that they are not what they think they are. And that leads to severe depression, eating disorders, sometimes death, sometimes suicide, all of that because of a comment. And I know what some of you are thinking, because I know who listens to this, and I know who watches this, and I know I have some, how do I say this nicely, non-supporters who are listening to this. So I know that there are going to be some idiots who say, well, don't be such a snowflake about it, or don't be so sensitive about it. If you say things like that, if you say don't be so sensitive about it, I don't know what to tell you. Other than the fact that this is the world that we live in. This is our world, and we are one community, and the goal is to not rip each other down so one of us can feel superior, but the goal is to make it out together. So if you honestly feel that inferior, that you have to completely destroy people to feel just a little bit better about yourself, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I really don't know what to tell you. But to the people who are really trying their best, to people who are doing their best and feeling good, you feel confident, you feel great, who am I to tell you that you're not? Because the only thing that matters, the only thing that really matters in the long run, is if you feel comfortable in the body that God gave you, or if you feel good with the mindset that you have, or if you feel good doing whatever it is you're doing, then you keep doing it. Doesn't matter what other people think. It will never matter what other people think, because those people ultimately do not have control over you. And I don't know what much, I don't know what there is to say about this other than let people live their own life and stop telling people how to live their life when you're not doing much more than they are. For instance, for me, this is not an insecurity of mine because honestly I could care less, but I have gotten some backlash on my podcast, but I'm still doing it. Because I hit a major goal this week of listens. I gained a huge goal this week. And those people who want to ruin it for everybody and who think that nobody cares, thinking that I'm not doing anything for anyone, but, you know, I still hit the goal. So it's nothing against the people who don't like my podcast. I get it. I completely understand. Podcasts are not for everybody, but if you want to tell me that the things that I'm talking about are like funny or I don't pay attention, but you know, then stop listening. But it's not an insecurity of mine because I don't care. It's not something I care about. Maybe I used to care a little bit before I had a podcast. I used to care what people thought. I used to kind of not necessarily change myself so that other people would like me, but I would just be more aware of the things that I do that people said that they don't like, and I would completely try and change it, and I would just kind of be going through the day and just not really feeling it anymore. So then quarantine hits and here I am, you know. And it doesn't matter how many times people tell you, you're not going to do anything, you're not good enough, you're not blah, 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 because you are. You are doing the best you can for you. How is someone going to say that you are not good enough when they are not you? Because defining I'm not good enough, by whose standards? By society standards? By your standards? If it's by society standards, I could care less. Society doesn't have to like me. I have to like me because I'm stuck with me for the rest of my life. But if it's by your standard, then again, why should I care? I'm the only person I'm supposed to like, the only person I'm supposed to be striving to appease and to feel proud of is myself. Because ultimately, no one else is going to put you where you want to be. The only person that can get you to your full ability and the only person who can really get you there is you. And people have never become anyone by listening to their friends or their family or their haters or anyone like that. Because everyone else lets it get to them. And if you listen to your neighbors or your friends or your family or your haters or whatever, you are not going to get anywhere, I promise. Because the only person you really need to listen to are the people who have been with you since day one, and that includes yourself. Because you have been you since day one, and that is the only person that you need to really strive to be proud of. Because if you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm proud of you, then you've done your job. You've done it. Because I've done things I'm not proud of. I have. Everyone has. But the only thing that sets it apart from somebody who let it eat them alive is that you forgave yourself for your mistake. You made a mistake, so what? You fix it and tomorrow's another day. And you want the people, you want everyone to be okay with what you're doing, and you want everyone else to feel so, I guess, proud that you're doing what you're doing. But at the end of the day, not everyone's going to like you. And that's something that is hard for some people to deal with. Because I've come to terms with that. I'm okay with not with people not liking me. I'm okay with that. I used to not be. I used to strive to be different versions of myself depending on who I hang around. But now, if you don't like me, okay. I respect you as a person. I respect that. That's okay. Not everyone has to like everyone. But at the end of the day, if you are one of those people who tears people down to make you feel superior in some way, shape, or form, I promise you're not superior. You really aren't. Because what you've done is cornered yourself. You literally put yourself in such a tough situation that you probably can't get out of. Because at that point, the more people you tear down, the more enemies you make. And you don't want enemies. Not right now. Not when you're doing what you're doing and you know that what you're doing is not benefiting you or any other people. You're gonna make some enemies. And it's up to you to either keep doing what you're doing or to stop and to realize that what you're doing isn't okay. Because if you are the one who has to live with your decisions, not anybody else. So if you can look at yourself after a day of degrading people and making people feel so inferior, and you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm proud of what you did today, then you're lying to yourself. It doesn't matter who you are, but if you honestly feel that awful about yourself, if you are that vain that you have to make people feel so awful, and you can still look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm proud of what you did today, you are lying. And we all know it. You know it, you just don't want to admit it, but we know it. You're a liar. And that, for me, is something that I take very personally. And something that kind of gives me a little peace is that knowing that people who have either hated on me or my podcast or my business or whatever, I know that they are not proud of what they did. They don't know it yet, but I know it. I know that they're a liar, and I know that they can't look at themselves in the mirror and honestly say that they're proud of themselves. I know it. That's okay. But it's not up to me to know. It's up to them. It really is. Because at the end of the day, someone wants to tell me something, someone wants to say, you're stupid or you're ugly or whatever. Okay, cool, thank you, love you. But then they look at themselves in the mirror and they're the ones who have to live with it. Because you're stuck with yourself for the rest of your life. And you can say whatever you want to say about me or my friends or my body or my aptitude or anything like that. But I'm okay with me. I'm okay with it. Because if you can forgive yourself for everything that you've ever done, slowly but surely, people will forgive you too. If you just let them know that you know that what you did was wrong. And this entire podcast has made me kind of the poster child for speaking out when there are some people who don't want you to. Because someone said that I was brave for having a podcast. I don't think of myself as brave at all. I'm not brave for owning a podcast, absolutely not. However, I do realize now, because I am 7 or 8 episodes in to my podcast, I have kind of put myself out there for hatred and whatever, but I can still look at myself in the mirror and be okay with it. because I know that, let's say there are five people who hate me and hate everything I stand for and hate everything about me, but then I can look at the rest of the people who watch this and the rest of the people who are my friends and who love me and I love them, and they're still proud of me. I can live with those five people not liking what I do. And the whole purpose for this podcast is because I was getting so pissed off at people who just wouldn't address things that need to be addressed. They would kind of beat around the bush a little bit. And I'm not a beat around the bush type. I'm straight to the point. I'm honest. That's one thing. I may be crass, but I'm not a liar. So I made this in hopes that I could do something for somebody. It doesn't matter if it was one person or 1,000 people. I just wanted to know that I could do something for somebody and hopefully make them feel better about the world that they live in. And I think that I've done my job, because now I get DMs all the time of people telling me stuff. People telling me that what I said really resonated with them, and people telling me that they love it. And that is the thing that makes it worth it. Because I will not lie, after I started getting hate from the toxic masculinity episode, I questioned if I should stop doing the podcast. Because I was like, well, why am I putting myself out there for hate? But then I realized, I'm not putting myself out there for hate. I'm putting myself out there in hopes that I can make a difference, and hate comes along with it. So no, I'm not going to stop doing my podcast. I am not going to be silent, because no one can ever make someone be quiet. Especially in the time right now. People are dying. People are being killed. And people still want to avoid talking about it. I'm not going to avoid talking about it, because no one can make somebody be quiet. And I've seen people talk about it now, because they see me do it, and they see so many other people do it, and they feel comfortable talking about it now, and I know that I've done my job. So no, I will not be quiet, because no one is going to make us be quiet. And I say us, as in the people, against so many things that I'm not going to get into, because if you are pro those things, that is really great for you. But I say us as a united front, and showing solidarity to one another and to the cause that we support. So no, I'm not going to be quiet. You can keep hating it. Those five people or seven, I don't even know, I don't even care. But if you want to keep hating on me, that is really cool. But the others who are now speaking up and who are now feeling confident and feeling comfortable in the body that they have and the mind that they have and everything like that, that makes me know that I did my job. Because I won't lie, I started this podcast out of boredom, and I thought that no one was going to listen to it, and now people do, and now I'm talking and people are listening. So I may be the poster child for talking when there are some people who don't want you to, but I made this, and I'm doing it, and the hate comes along with it, then so be it. Because this is not something I'm insecure about anymore. I'm not insecure about this anymore, because I know that there are people standing behind me, ready to talk. So, people can say all they want. I'm not insecure about this. I'm totally fine. I'm doing great. Whatever. But there's always going to be one thing that you are insecure about. And I hope that I could maybe make you feel empowered, or make you feel like you finally want to talk about it, or make you, or if I can just take the stress off of you for the 20 minutes that I have with you right now, then I've done my job. But I'll keep it short today, because I can't go on and on and on about insecurities. Because at the end of the day, who do you have to impress? The only person that you have to live with is you. Everyone else can either join along for the ride or get off. Because you're stuck with you, and you have to be okay with being you. So, as a parting message, number one, don't let anybody make you be quiet. Number two, don't let anybody tell you that you are inferior. And number three, the final and most important rule, whatever you do, I hope that you can say that you're proud of it. And if you ask yourself, what I'm about to do, can I say that I'm proud of it? And if you say no, then don't do it. Because as a prime example, I can say right now I am proud of this podcast and I'm proud of the people who watch this who feel better about themselves. I'm proud of every single one of you who listen to this and take something from it and apply it to everyday life. I am proud of you. So whatever you do, however you do it, if you can't say you're proud of it, then don't do it. But if you can feel proud of it at the end of the day, then I guess that you are doing it. I guess that you can do it. But don't ever, ever let anyone make you be quiet. Don't ever let anybody make you feel inferior, and don't you dare ever let anyone tell you that you are not worthy of the life that you have. Period. Alright, so now that we've had our TED Talk for today, I hope that you all are doing great, and I hope that you guys continue to listen to this podcast, because this truly is fun for me. I get a lot out of this, seeing people do what they came to do and do what they want. I see a lot of people doing that, and it's great. So keep doing that, and I will be on next week to talk about another topic, hopefully with Kate, but we are not sure yet. So thank you, and bye.